Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
And now, back to a man who didn't let being named one of the 100 most important radio talk show hosts in America go to his head.
Woo! Woo! Yes! In your face!
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for staying with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Very excited about having Tiana Lawrence back on the show. Tiana has become a great member of our Brain Trust over the last few years. She is she's one of the founders of Factum, a blockchain as a service company, and she is an awesome technology expert, one of the leaders in that world. She's the author of Blockchain for Dummies, which became my Bible. That's how I found her. Most people find me. I found this book, and then I found Tiana. I said, you got to become part of our world. And she's been very gracious about that ever since. Tiana Lawrence, welcome back to the show.
Thank you for having me.
I saw the title of the book, Blockchain for Dummies. I said, that's me. I want to know about blockchain, and I'm a dummy. So it's awesome, folks. Tiana, what's been interesting for me to watch is how blockchain has separated itself as a technology. It's completely now separated from as its own standalone technology from a cryptocurrency. It's still delivering cryptocurrency, folks. But it's going to wind up the cryptocurrency. Application of blockchain is now increasingly becoming a smaller percentage of how it's being used. And there were things going on all over the world. I mean, there were conferences. Every other day there was a different conference in different parts of the world. There was the movement, the blockchain movement, especially the education part and the investment part was just leaping off the ground. It had a rocket ship tied to it. How has the pandemic impacted all of that?
You know, it's been rough, but the industry has recovered very quickly. So when the stock market crashed, the crypto equivalent also crashed. All the tokens that were being traded and all the cryptocurrencies mm-hmm. being traded. I think that Bitcoin got down to about 3,800. Right now, it's over 7,000. So it popped right back up, and we're kind of at that point where a lot of investment went into the industry in 2017, and it takes a couple years to build good software. So I think we're going to start to see some potential implementation soon, and we have big movements like Facebook's Libra that they've been negotiating with governments about. So it's still on track, and even though it did take a massive hit, it came back within weeks, and it was really, mm-hmm. I believe, quite a few of the institutional players that were speculating on cryptocurrency prices had to dump anything liquid they could in order to try to save the stocks that they owned. So I think that was probably what led to such a massive drop. Is cryptocurrencies are fairly thinly traded assets, mm-hmm. so it doesn't take much to affect their market price.
Mm-hmm. Very interesting. And so the other thing, though, I mean, so much of the promotion, the excitement, the education, the training around blockchain. I mean, I attended some of these myself to learn more about it. All of that was, you know, face to face. People traveling to Denver or London or Tokyo or whatever, face to face to these things. And of course, there's not much of that going on right now. That whole subcategory of the sector of blockchain has kind of come to a screeching halt, I assume.
Yeah.
Are they doing it online? Are they holding any of these things online? I haven't seen much lately. I used to get one a day.
Yeah, all the conferences I was asked to speak at have been canceled and then rescheduled, and potentially doing digital conferences, but I think people are still kind of scrambling around for that. There's a bit of people just connecting online through Telegram or Zoom or some of these other conferencing technologies. And so I've been helping organize some of those. But it kind of just like everybody, it hit everybody so quickly. And the other part is we just don't know how long it's going to last. Mm-hmm. And, you know, conferences take a year to organize.
Oh yeah. You got to secure the building. You got to get the contractors going. You got to do the marketing, the material. I'm sure that a lot of people had things that were about to be held, going to be held right now. They'd already invested a lot of money in, and they lost that. So that happens. And not only blockchain, a lot of industries, a lot of industry trade groups had that to happen to them. So a lot of chaos caused by the pandemic. Quick break. Right back with Tiana Lawrence. I'm Jim Blassingale. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.